Good evening, everyone. Just like to introduce myself. I'm Laura Reynolds. I'm the retiree liaison for CWA. We'll be starting in just a moment here, but I'd like to remind you, and I'll remind again a couple of times during the call, if you have a healthcare question you would like to ask during the call, please press *3. You'll be prompted on what your question will be, and when the time comes, we'll call on you by your name and where you're from, so you can ask your question. If we don't get to all of you tonight during the question and answer period, somebody will be following up with you. Again, thank you for joining us. This is our third town call in District 7, and it's being hosted by the CWA RMC, which is the Retired Member Council of CWA, and CWA District 7 Vice President Brenda Roberts. We hope that this call will help you learn and better understand your earned, and I do say earned, it wasn't a privilege or a right, you did earn your retiree health care from Quest CenturyLink. We'll be answering the most common questions that we are asked about the retiree health care, and I just want you to know that joining us on the call tonight will be Brenda Roberts, the District Vice President in District 7, Jay Boyle, the Assistant to the Vice President and also the Quest Bargaining Agent, Susie McAllister, the Administrative Director to the VP and the Quest Bargaining Agent for District 7, Randy Weeks, who is the CWA CenturyLink Healthcare Benefit Coordinator for CWA, Judy Fries, who is the RMC President of District 7, Mary Cook is also on the call, who is the RMC Vice President of District 7. All righty. So, Judy, would you like to say a few words?
Yes, thank you, Laura. I know there's been a lot of confusion out there on how to get reimbursed and what we can get reimbursed for. Another reason I wanted to have this call is that we realize there are a lot of retirees that do not have a computer or access to one. We want to make sure you are aware of the options you have. I have received numerous calls from retirees just this year that were not aware of the HRA, which is the healthcare reimbursement account, or who did not know how to get reimbursed. So this is what we will be going over along with some other items. I want to thank all the officers of the 37 retiree chapters we have throughout the 14 states across District 7. They are a wonderful source of information and will help you navigate these changes. Also, Mary Cook, as Laura mentioned, is our Vice President of the Retired Members Council, representing District 7, and thank you, Mary, for all you do. Laura, would you like to discuss why it's important to become a lifetime member of CWA retirees?
That we have and answer them. Again, thank you, Judy. We encourage you to join with the 55,000, actually it's over 55,000, active lifetime members of the Retirees Members Council. You can do that by going to cwaretirees.org with your computer or your phone, or you can hold on the line and press 1 if you'd like to join as a lifetime member. Again, press 1 now if you'd like to join, and we'll capture your information. Again, the RMC is comprised of 200 chapters throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico. It encompasses all the district and sectors. So you're joining a like-minded group of active retirees, folks that understand our industries, folks that are still would like to be active, and folks that still want a collective voice. For the $25 fee to join as a lifetime member in the RMC, you get timely features and articles through the RMC newsletter, through the RMC Facebook site, and through the RMC website. So whatever your preferences are there, you can utilize those. A membership also is included in the AFL-CIO Alliance of Retired Americans, so you'll reap all the benefits of that collective voice from all our alliances. And you also continue to receive benefits from Union Plus, AT&T mobility discounts, which is about 15% off of your mobility purchases at this time, and use of the CWA Net Academy program, which is a new addition benefit to our retirees. So the CWA Net Academy program includes such tutorials and learning experiences, such how to use your computer, how to use Excel, but it also has other life experiences for you, and it also includes if you're a younger retiree and you'd like to hone up on some of your other skills. Again, your lifetime membership will give you these exclusive benefits and provide you with the opportunity to continue your support and assistance in our fight to protect your retirement security. So again, if you'd like to join as a lifetime member of the RMC, you can press 1, or you can go to cwaretirees.org and follow the prompt on there to join. You can follow us on Facebook. And again, thank you, Judy, for that opportunity.
Thank you, Laura. Okay, this first question, we're going to go to Jay Boyle. He's assistant to the vice president and the Quest bargaining agent. Jay, when we had the One Exchange CenturyLink meetings the company held back in a year and a half ago when we first moved to this new plan, we heard from them that it was really nice of CenturyLink to give us this money to reimburse our premiums for the retirees. Could you kind of explain how the caps came to be and why they're in place today and they've been in our contract since 1986?
Yes, thank you, Judy, and thank you for all of the chapter officers and yourself and Mary Cook for everything you do for retirees in our district. The caps were first negotiated in 1986, as you've already said. As healthcare costs began to escalate and the company was looking for relief, one of the reliefs that they were looking for was on retiree healthcare. And so the caps were bargained at that time for a copay. And so as we continued to go through and costs continued to rise, in subsequent bargaining sessions, the first way to contain the cost, and I believe it was in 2001 as Quest came in taking over for U.S. West, we're looking for further relief. There was an excess in the pension fund, and at that time the law allowed for anything over 125% of excess pension funds on their liabilities. It was bargained that we'd use that excess fund to keep costs down for the retirees, and of course that left the caps the way they were at the same rate. In 2003, we traded the death benefit that was in the pension plan, again to provide relief on the rising health costs for retirees, and in 2005, we traded and capped the life insurance at $10,000 to keep the caps from raising. At that point, after 2005 bargaining, the law changed and we can no longer trade active benefits for retiree benefits. So we've been unable to change the caps since then. But this is not a gift from the company. These are bargained for dollars.
Okay, thank you very much, Jay. Okay, we received some questions earlier, and I'd like to go over those first before we get to the questions that are being asked. Susie McAllister, Administrative Director to the VP, and another Quest bargaining agent will be asking the questions. Go ahead, Susie.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Will the caps increase?
The caps will remain the same during the life of the current contract, and that is through 2017.
How do I pay for my premium out of the HRA account?
You can't actually pay for it directly from the HRA account. You must pay your premium first and then submit for reimbursement out of the HRA, which is the health care reimbursement account.
What if I paid my account 6 months in advance? Will I get my money back?
Yes, you can submit your receipts for the 6 months and be reimbursed up to the available funds.
Is the health reimbursement account taxable?
No, it's not.
Can we look at the HRA health reimbursement account and see what we have in there?
Yes, you can either call them, and their number is 1-800-729-7526, or you can get them online, and their website is CenturyLinkHealthAndLife.com, and we'll be repeating that throughout our call. Okay, next I'd like to introduce Ryan Weeks. He is our CWA CenturyLink Health Benefits Coordinator. Ryan, do you want to tell us a little about what you do with the active and retirees?
Hello, Judy. Yes, thank you. My name is Ryan Weeks. I am the healthcare coordinator for Legacy Quest. I work with active members and with all the retirees as well. If you have any issues with your insurance or open enrollment, please let me know. You can reach me at 208-454-4038. My email address is ryan.weeks@centurylink.com. My contact information will also be on the flyer that goes out afterwards. If you have any issues, please let me know.
Okay, thank you so much, Ryan. You've been a world of help to me as retirees have contacted me, and if we have issues that we can't answer, or we refer them to you, and you've been just wonderful. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, and our retiree chapters all have Ryan's information, and so they have a form that they can hand out during the meetings. So you can definitely, by contacting your retiree chapter, you can definitely get the information there also. It'll also be on our website. Okay, Susie, do we have more questions?
Yes, Judy. I'm going to step back just a little bit and ask you, what is the health reimbursement account administered by your spending account, the HRA and the YSA?
Now, are you asking what is the amount?
Well, I didn't know if we described what the HRA is and who's eligible.
Okay. The HRA that we're talking about and what we're going to be talking about as far as getting reimbursed, we're talking mainly about the Medicare-eligible retirees from Legacy Quest. It's a little bit different than the pre-Medicare people that have the CDHP plan and have the HRA. But once they turn either 65 or if they're on a disability and they're on Medicare, then this is the group of retirees that we're talking about how they can get reimbursed. Did that kind of answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
So when I say HRA, I'm referring to the health reimbursement account, and YSA is your spending account.
Yes.
How long will we get the HRA dollars?
At least through the current union contract, which is in 2017.
Will the HRA dollars increase each year as health care goes up?
No, unfortunately, this is what was negotiated, and this is what we have for the term of the contract.
How do I get reimbursed for my prescription copays that I have to pay?
Okay, you can turn in your receipts to the YSA, which is your spending account, for reimbursement from your HRA. You can get a form off the website that I gave you earlier, or you can call the 1-800-729-7526 and go to your spending account and get a form from them for prescription drugs.
If I sign up for a plan, do I have to turn in receipts for the plan or just my prescriptions?
You control what expenses you turn in to the HRA. You can use it for your premiums, your copays, deductibles, and other eligible out-of-pocket expenses.
How much money will I have to spend, and will I forfeit any balances at the end of the year?
The annual cap, like I said, was $2,570 per Medicare person, or approximately $214 a month. each year on January 1st, you will have that year's subsidy added to your account. It is a reimbursement account, therefore, you must incur the expense out of pocket and then be reimbursed. Balances are not forfeited. They roll over from month to month and year to year, allowing you to accumulate the dollars.
Who administers the HRA?
Okay, it's administered by your spending account or the YSA. And actually, we just received a mailing last week from CenturyLink, and it told how much money we still had in our account for this year. And so everybody should have received something in the last week.
What kind of expenses will I be able to turn in to YSA for reimbursement from my HRA?
Okay. Any expenses allowed as a deduction under the IRS 213D, like in David, regulations. This includes items such as after-tax premiums for medical, dental, and vision. It also includes Medicare Part B premiums, copays, deductibles, glasses, dental expenses. You can find a list of medical expenses on the IRS.gov website, or you can get it off the YSA website. You may also call and ask the YSA if certain items are allowed on your from your reimbursement. And again, that website is CenturyLinkHealthAndLife.com or 1-800-729-7526. Your retiree chapter can help you get a copy of the IRS 213D if you don't have a computer also. They're a good source. Okay, now I'd like Brenda Roberts, Vice President of District 7, to say a few words.
Thank you, Judy, and thanks to all who are on the call. District 7 has one of the most active groups of retirees in all of CWA. As Judy said at the beginning of this call, we have 37 retiree chapters in District 7, with at least one in every one of our 14 states. I want to thank you for the work you do. This is an exciting year. CWA is engaged in many activities in support of our active and retired members. Let me name a few. For the first time in CWA's history, a poll was sent to our members, active and retired, asking if CWA should endorse a candidate for president in 2016, and if so, who should we support? The majority of those who responded said CWA should make an endorsement for president, and that endorsement should be for Bernie Sanders. Our CWA past president, Larry Cohen, has been working tirelessly with the Sanders campaign. Listening to Bernie is much like listening to Larry. That speaks volumes, in my opinion, in terms of why we support Bernie. Every CWA priority is also a priority for Senator Sanders. So I hope you're out working hard to get Senator Sanders elected as the next president of the United States. On the public sector side, a case called the Friedrichs case went to the Supreme Court. This case challenged agency fee or fair share for public sector unions. It tried to make it unconstitutional for unions to charge fees to those that did not sign up to be members, but still enjoyed all of the benefits the union fought to achieve. It was another attempt to weaken the power of unions, which directly affects our ability to bargain for secure retirement and health care. The good news is we received a favorable ruling, so agency fees remain unconstitutional. We win for now, but these are the kinds of attacks continually battle for our active and retired members. At CenturyLink, we are already gearing up for contract negotiations that will take place in 2017. We have begun work on a mobilization plan and bargaining strategy. Our retired members were very active during bargaining in 2012. We encourage everyone to stay informed and be active during bargaining. We can continue to fight for the benefits we have earned and we deserve. CWA fights for all workers, active and retired. We do this at the bargaining table to maintain health care and pensions. We do this at the legislature to pass legislation. And we go to court when we believe actions taken by our employers are illegal. And we do this together. Again, I want to thank you for being on the call and for all the work you do on behalf of CWA and our active and retired members. And now I would like to turn the call back over to Laura.
Thank you. Thank you, Brenda. We can't say it enough and as often as possible. What we need to do is we need to stay active. Most of you on this call, again, are retirees and you do belong to a council. Again, if you'd like to join as a lifetime member to receive timely updates on various issues, please go to the retirees.org site. As you know, you earned your retirement benefits like health care, prescriptions, Social Security, pensions, right? And you also have fought really long and hard for social issues, like voting rights. All these are under attack again. You fought long, you fought hard to maintain them, you fought hard to get them, and now they're under attack. We in the council serve as guardians to these issues and more. We need these things not as comfort, but they're needed to survive. We all work really hard to achieve in negotiations with employers at the bargaining table and through legislation in Congress. So I want to ask you, can we count on you? Can Brenda count on you? Can your brothers and sisters count on you in District 7? As we're gearing up, we're calling it a revolution. We're taking our country back, we're taking our rights back, and we're going to stand up for a collective voice. Together, we will engage in an ongoing fight for retirement security, as Brenda said, for economic justice and democracy. We'll take on any employer and any politician who view retired workers as expendable liabilities. So if we can count on you and you'd like to join this revolution in this political season, please press 1, right? And we will take your information and we'll give you more information and we'll keep you involved and engaged in this political season. We're not talking about if you're Democrat or Republican. We're talking about hitting hard and fighting back and taking on all those employers and corporations and politicians who view retired workers as expendable liabilities. We want your voice heard. Brenda needs your voice at the bargaining table, and CWA definitely needs you to participate. So again, if you can press 1, if you'd like to join us in this revolution, and that's what it's called this year, the CWA Political Revolution, and support retiree issues on voting rights, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and pensions, just to name a few, please press 1. And now I'll give it back to Judy. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. I have a question here from Ron. We'll make him live. Ron in Iowa, would you like to ask your question?
Well, it boiled around. Some of it was already answered, but what I want to know is how are we looking for the next contract here? Will the insurance premiums continue to be paid for, or will we be dropped like at the end of the time period and just we're on our own? Or are we going to get insurance even though we had insurance coverage before and the premiums were covered? But this new deal, like to me, I kind of understood that at the 17 contract, if they wanted to just not do it anymore, that we'd just be done. So where are we at in the negotiations, or have they begun, or do we have any idea, or can that possibly be a possibility that they would just drop it?
Okay, thank you, Ron. Is there somebody on the line that would like to answer that?
Yeah, this is Jay. Retiree health care is a priority for us to continue as is. We are hoping to continue, and as exchanges continue to develop, we'd like to see an exchange for the pre-Medicare retirees as well. We're developing our strategy now, but be certain that the retirees will not be forgotten at this table or any table that we bargain for. We wouldn't have what we have today if it wasn't for the retirees building a contract that has withstood over the years and the decades. So be assured that you will be on the forefront on our bargaining agenda.
Okay, thank you, Jay. One thing I want to add is that this is one of the reasons that we are reaching out to our retirees and saying, please become a lifetime member, support us, be there with us, because we don't know what's bargaining is going to happen and what's going on. And we could use your support if we have to write emails or letters. We just don't know at this time. And so please join with us, attend your chapter meetings, and let's work on this all together, and we'll keep you informed as we move forward with this. So I appreciate the question, Ron. Thanks so much. Okay, Susie, let's go back to a couple of our questions we have.
Okay, Judy. How often can I submit for reimbursement from my HRA, and when will I get my money?
You can file claims as you incur them, or monthly, quarterly, as long as you have the required proof. It generally takes 3 to 5 business days if you have direct deposit, but it can take an additional 7 to 10 days if a paper check is generated and mailed to you.
How does auto reimbursement work?
Auto reimbursement requires you to first pay your insurance premium, such as by check banking account, they'll get it to you, directly to the carrier in order to be reimbursed. And then once the payment is received by the carrier will notify One Exchange, who notifies the YSA that you have paid, and that will initiate the reimbursement process. Auto reimbursement is only available if you enrolled through One Exchange. You must advise them that you want this feature when you enroll. Premiums that are deducted from your Social Security check, such as Medicare Part B, are not auto-reimbursable, but you can fill out a premium auto-reimbursement form, and we will talk about that later. Hey, Susie, do we have another question?
Yes. Do I have to renew my plan every year like we do today?
Once you are on Medicare, there will be a Medicare enrollment, and that's from October 15th through December 7th. Once you are in an individual Medicare plan, you do not have to re-enroll if you want to keep what you have. However, you should always look at the prescription drug plan, the Plan D, Part D, that's available to you every year, because they do change the drugs that they cover from year to year.
If I'm going to be Medicare eligible in December, what should I do?
Well, you'll receive several mailings from CenturyLink, One Exchange, and the YSA, your spending account, prior to December. You can call One Exchange up to 90 days prior and should enroll in a plan during the month of November. Make sure you have your Medicare Parts A and B in place by November so they're effective December 1st.
Can I keep my dental with CenturyLink?
Yes, that's been a big question. As retirees, we can stay on the group dental. It is still offered, and you will be available during CenturyLink annual enrollment in November, December to join back in if you, for some reason, had not been a member of that, if you dropped that.
How much are we paying for the CenturyLink dental plan?
Okay, for 2016, the monthly rate is $29.68 for a single person and $59.36 for a retiree and spouse.
Where can I go to read more about Medigap plans versus Advantage plans?
You'll receive a book from Medicare that's called The Medicare and You. It's a wonderful book, and you really should read it from page to page because it explains all these plans that when we were on the company plan, we didn't have to worry about, and now things have changed. You also can go to Medicare.gov. That's another good resource. Okay, Laura, did you want to say a few words again?
Yes, Judy, thank you. I just want to remind everyone that if you'd like to ask a healthcare question, press *3 and we'll get the question from you. Any questions that we don't answer tonight on the call, we'll be following up. For those of you that are members in District 7, we'll, on the retirees website of District 7, we'll have these question and answers posted on there for a short duration. But again, you must be a member and have access to the members only site. Joanne Turner of Colorado Springs, can you call back in and *3 again? We have lost your question. So Joanne Turner, if you can *3 again, we would appreciate it. Okay, so again, if you would like to join the revolution of CWA for this political season, you can press 1 now, and we'll capture your information and get you more information on how you can participate and be an active member during bargaining in this political season. All righty, so now back to you, Judy.
Okay, thanks, Laura. I want to mention the website one more time. It's CenturyLinkHealthAndLife.com. And their number is 1-800-729-7526. Okay, if you are going to submit your claims online at that website, you can check the status of claims. You can learn which expenses are eligible. And we do have 37 retiree chapters that can help you get answers to your questions. Okay, it looks like we have a couple more questions here. Let me, Eileen in Minnesota, would you like to ask your question?
Well, I think you've covered that one already, but I do have another question in regard to the auto reimbursement.
Okay.
I'm a self-payer as far as my Medicare goes because I don't draw my Social Security. So my rate increased from the 104.90 to the 121.80. And when I called the YSA or whoever it was that, you know, I talked to at CenturyLink at the 800 number, they told me that I would need to repay what they had sent to me because it was the wrong amount, and then I have to have it corrected, and then they will send me the correct amount. Is that the way it's supposed to work?
Ryan, would you like to talk to Eileen? We may have to get her information and call her back, but is there anything that you can kind of let her know?
Okay, so if they sent the wrong amount, I would actually suggest that you give me a call, or actually I have your contact number here, and I can reach out to you tomorrow, and we can go over this.
Good idea. I think that'll help. So, Eileen, we'll get back to you tomorrow if that's okay. Because this is kind of a unique situation, and so we'll go ahead and get back to you on that. But I appreciate the question. Thank you, Ryan. Okay. Susie, were
Alrighty,
there any other questions? Yeah.
Yes, there are. Joseph Burzak out of Columbia Heights. Joseph, if you'd like to go ahead and ask a question.
Sure. I've got my wife right here with me, and we're both retired now. Let's see the first question.
Well, the question is Joe retired 4 years ago, and I was still working at the University of Minnesota. So for 2 years while I was still working, I covered all his health insurance, all his dental insurance.
Then I retired 2 years ago, and I've continued to cover all his health insurance, his dental insurance. We're each paying for the Medicare and the Medicare Part D. And as far as I know, I wasn't aware that we had any money coming from this pension. That's the first question. The second one is not healthcare related. How do I find out how the lawsuit is proceeding against Nacho for our pension monies when the stock went from $54 a share down to junk bond status? I mean, I could wallpaper my walls with
stock. Right. Go ahead, Judy.
Yes. Is there somebody that would like to talk about his first question? This is one of the reasons that we're having this call, is because there are a lot of retirees out there that are not aware of the fact that we are getting reimbursed for our health care, and that we have this money that the union negotiated back in 1986 available to us once you go on to Medicare. And so, Joseph, we may have to call you back. Again, this is kind of a one situation. And so if it's okay, we will get back to you on more of the details on this. But again, that's why we're having this call, is to let everybody know that this is available, and it's something that we fought for. It's in the union, and you have a right to it, to get reimbursed for our premiums and extra expenses as long as there's money in there. And it's for the retiree and the spouse, not just the retiree. So let us follow up on that tomorrow, if that's okay with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Joanne Turner of Colorado Springs. So, Joanne, would you like to ask your question?
Yes. Mine differs in a lot of other ways than other people, but I had to take a medical retirement. I currently just was approved for disability, and they sent me a card because I'm going on Medicare as of May 1st, but I am not 65. So mine's totally different in the fact that, because like right now I'm paying, and I'm single, I'm paying $408 per month to keep my insurance through the company. And so anyway, if you're not 65, your rates when you go to look for a Medigap policy is outrageous. So some of the ones that I looked into, I'd be paying more over the 400 that I'm paying now. Because so basically, I guess I need to talk to someone, because I was going to call one. I've called them once, and I didn't want them screwing it up to the point where I had no insurance for 1 month. But the cheapest I could find right now is through USAA. And I went through, we have a SHIP program here in Colorado Springs. I went to talk to them. And so I will be paying $121.80 through Medicare for their insurance, plus another 200 and something for insurance outside of the Medicare, plus my medical or my drug plan, and then if I keep my dental insurance too. So I'm still going to be paying way over the 408 that I'm paying at this present time. But they told me that because of the fact that I'm not 65, whatever I pick for a Medigap insurance, I have to stay on it until I am 65. So I don't want to screw this up, because like regular Medicare patients, you can pick a new plan every year, and I can't.
Thank you, Joanne. Now, Randy, would that be something that she could call you directly about?
And I was going to say, this is Judy for a second. We have quite a few retirees that are in this situation, and we have worked with them, and the company has worked with them. And again, this is an individual one-by-one. So, yes, between Ryan and myself, we will get back to you tomorrow and follow up on this in more detail, because we have had several retirees that are not 65 and they're in the same situation. And, yes, that gets very expensive. So let's look at some options that we're working with some other people on and see if that works for you, okay?
Thank you. We have Denise Kennedy, Olympia, who has a question. Denise, would you like to ask your question?
Hi. My husband was a retiree, and he had a health care reimbursement account, and then he died. And I was told at first that I would also get that when I turned 65. But I didn't. I only got the balance of his HRA. And so I am using that, but at first I was told I would get that also for my life, but now then, or according to the contract, and then I was told that I do not get it. So I just want to make sure that I'm not entitled to it.
So when did your husband pass away?
Retire. When did he retire?
Yes.
He was 50.
If you'd like, we can actually follow up tomorrow on this.
1991, I think, or 1992.
Okay. There's a few things that could come into play, so if it's okay with you, I can touch base with you tomorrow, and we can go over everything.
Oh, okay. So would you call this phone number?
Thank you, Denise.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Next we have Ann. Ann, would you like to ask your question?
Sure. I'm wondering if, as the money has been put in our spending accounts, and it rolls over every year, the unused portion, and if I happen to be pretty healthy and don't have, you know, a lot of expenses to be reimbursed for, at the end of the contract, so in 2017, I know we'd like to have the same thing renegotiated, but if for some reason the company says, not going to play, not going to do this anymore, what happens to my last 3 or 4 years of rollover? What happens to that money? Is it mine and I'll be issued, you know, a reimbursement to me, or is that those are bargain for funds? What happens to them if for some reason the company didn't want to negotiate?
Okay, who would like to answer Ann's question?
This is Jay, and that would be negotiable. We believe that you're entitled to that money, but if they choose not to play any longer, then the remaining money would be negotiable.
Because I know I've had friends say that they would, it can just roll over, and then if I have a big emergency, I'll have the money. And then I've also heard, no, get all the reimbursement you can, and then put it in your own savings account, set it off to the side, you know, at your pleasure, and then if it all comes to a screeching halt, you will have at least gotten all the money you were entitled to. So that's the question. A lot of people seem to think, hey, that's my money.
Thank you, Ann. Judy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jay, did you want to follow up on that?
That's not a bad strategy. I don't have a crystal ball as to what the company will do in 2017 bargaining. I believe the one exchange in the HRA is a benefit to them, and I can't see them going away from it, since they're the ones that brought it to to us as a bargaining item. But I've seen stranger things happening in bargaining. So either the strategy that your friends are promoting is not a bad strategy, but to tell you that it's the HRA is locked in gold and will last forever, I would be remiss if I said that or guaranteed that, because all of this is negotiable when we go to the table.
Thank you. Next, we have an inbound caller, Terry Lebleu.
Yes.
Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, I have a question regarding my spouse. I retired in 2001. I've been on the Medicare reimbursement plan now for the last 7 years or whatever, or at least this last contract. My wife turned 65 in December, and she'll be going on Medicare in December. I want to know, will she be eligible for HRA dollars?
I can answer
yes.
That. Thanks, Ryan. I was going to say yes. When she turns 65, your spouse is eligible for the healthcare reimbursement account. Okay? And so about 2 months prior to that, you will start getting some information. You have an option to call One Exchange and get your insurance through them, or you can go to a local broker and get your insurance. And on the first day of the month that she turns 65, if you go to the website and you look at the website, it will show you the money that's in there, and it will be prorated approximately $214 since she turned 65 in the middle of the year. Okay.
Thank you, Judy. We have enough time for a couple more calls. The next one, Pam Smith, Omaha. Would you like to ask your question, Pam?
Yes. Quest's pension plan was funded greater than 100% until CenturyLink combined the Quest plan with two other companies' plans a while back that were not as well funded. Because caps are directly related to the health of the pension fund, how will this affect the caps in future negotiations?
Well, first of all, the caps are not associated with the pension plan.
But with the pension funding?
No.
No?
No. And I'll also correct the fact that the only thing that was merged is the administration of the pensions. The dollars are still separated into three different pension plans, the CenturyLink pension plan, the Embark pension plan, and the Quest pension plan. And Quest, at the last reporting period, was still funded over 100%.
Okay.
Thank you. I think we have just a couple questions that Susie and I want to go over before we run out of time. So, Susie, would you like to ask one of your questions?
Yes, Judy. What is a recurring premium auto reimbursement form that you will fill out?
Okay, I mentioned that we'll talk about this later, and this is the time. You have to get that form from your spending account, which is the YSA. You have to call the 800 number, 800-729-7526. They will mail it to you. You cannot get it off the website. You fill it out and attach the needed documentation. You only have to send this in to the YSA to get reimbursed for your medical, dental, drug plan premiums, your Medicare Part B and vision premiums. If your cost increased the next year, you can fill out another copy, but just show it as a change for existing retiree. Do not show it as new.
Can any of the claim forms be duplicated and shared with other retirees?
No. All these forms, whether it's a regular claim form that they send you or whether you get it off the web, they all have a little square in the lower right-hand corner, and that has all your personal information in it. And you can run copies. In fact, we ask you to run copies so you have a blank one there, and you can share it with you and your spouse, but do not share it with other retirees.
What forms or documentation is required for payment?
Okay, if you went through one exchange and you asked for auto reimbursement, they have all the premium notice and you do not need any other proof. But if you went to a local broker, you will need to have a copy of your premium notice they sent you for your medical and your drug plan, proof of payment, such as a canceled check, a paid receipt, or a bank statement to send in with that form. Laura, did you have anything else that you want to bring up?
No, Judy, just if you want to reiterate, you know, that all of you that are in queue right now waiting to ask your questions, we'll be taking note of what these questions are. We have your name and your contact information, so we'll be able to follow up with you probably within 24 hours is our hopes. So, again, anybody who didn't get to get on live to ask your questions, we'll be following up and calling you back, and that'll happen within probably 24 hours, no more than I would say 48 hours. I would like to thank everybody who participated on this call. And I most certainly want to thank Brenda Roberts for her continued support of the retirees and including them as an active voice in her district. And to Judy Freeze, the president of the RMC out of District 7, this I think was wonderful. There were a lot of comments how most of you, you'd like this idea, you want to do this again. Perhaps we could do this again and allow a little bit more time. That would probably be helpful. I just wanted you all to know that we had over 2,100 people on this call tonight. We had lots of folks volunteer and want to join the RMC, also become active in the Revolution, the CWA Revolution for 2016. For those of you that we didn't have your correct email address or your cell phone number yet, please press 1 now, and the screeners will go ahead and get your name and that information. So those of you that would like to update your records, if you're not getting the newsletter, if you would like some information on the lifetime membership, if we dialed the wrong phone number and you happen to get on this call by hook and by crook and by accident and we don't have your most current information, if you can press 1 now, and the screeners will take and update your information for our databases. Again, I hope this was worth your time. And until next time, we appreciate your continued activism. Judy, would you like to say anything else?
Well, yes, I want to also thank them for being on the town hall call. This was something that I felt we really, really needed. Again, we have 37 retiree chapters. You can check them out to see when their meetings are. You can go to cwaretirees.org and get a list of where the closest chapter is for you. For those who asked a question and did not receive an answer, we will definitely get back to you. And I thank you very much for staying on the call and asking your questions. Thank you.
Hey, I have one more thing. This is Brenda. I just want to say a big thank you to Laura Reynolds for her support of the retiree program with CWA. Laura, thanks for helping us set this call up, and thanks for your continued advocacy on behalf of our retirees.
That is my pleasure and honor. Thank you very much. So
thank
with
you.
That being said, good night to everyone. And for those of you that would like to update your records, stay on for a few moments while the screeners get your information. Again, thank you and good night.